This is the Business Storytelling Show, a top global marketing podcast listened to in more than 100 countries, live streamed on social media, and broadcast on DBTV. Christoph Trapp chats with industry leaders to help your company tell better business stories. Here's today's episode.
Let's go, business storytellers. How's everyone doing? Hey, today we're going to talk about marketing approval processes. Who likes them? Maybe not that many, but we do need them. We need to have our experts review the content. We need to have editors review the content, maybe peer reviews, as some people like to call them. But I wanted to talk about what goes into a good marketing approval process and how do you actually implement that in a way that helps your content perform. At the end of the day, any approval approval process that doesn't help the marketing perform better, what's the point? Like, seriously, what's the point? Sure. Certainly, there's some things we have to consider when it comes to like regulatory things or, you know, laws and those kind of things. So we don't want to expose the company to issues, especially in a highly regulated industry. And I'm not talking about that very much today, honestly, but we don't need people just nitpicking stuff to death. So let's think about how do we have a good marketing approval process. So first of all, you know, what's the definition? It's really just the steps that every piece of content should take. Maybe the steps depend on the piece of content. Maybe the steps depend on what the topic might be. But in general, we should have some kind of approval process in place. We should know what those steps are. And then we also should know very clearly when something is actually formally approved. So something to think about, pretty standard, right? As part of that, we have to explore the standards and the criteria. What do we actually approve? You know, is it the brand voice? That might be part of it, certainly. Content accuracy might be part of it. We don't want to put out stuff that's wrong. You know, I know we're not the newspaper in content marketing, but at the end of the day, you know, if it's wrong, if it's misleading, there could be real repercussions. So we want to be very clear that we know whatever it is we're talking about actually is correct. So we want to explore and determine those standards and criteria. Not everybody needs to edit or proofread for grammar. You know, in fact, you could use a tool like Grammarly to do like the first edit, you know, something like that. But people need to read or review content for different things. Is it accurate? Is it grammatically correct? Is it strategically correct? Does it strategically make sense? Whatever it is that we're talking about, we need to make sure that it actually aligns with what we're trying to do. Is it our point of view? Does it make sense? You know, all those different things. So we need to determine that on an ongoing basis. We need to determine that also for the different people in the workflow, right? So not everybody needs to be reading or reviewing for everything. So just something to keep that in mind. There's a place for essential documentation. It doesn't need to be a 96-page document or anything like that. It could be in Trello. These are the steps we take or whatever other project management tool you use. But these are the steps we take. Here's how we approve it. And that's just kind of how it is. So really make sure you have some form of documentation. Doesn't have to be much. And I like it in a place where it can be implemented in the workflow, right? So if I use Trello or another PM tool, I'm just going down the list. Like very, very foolproof, quite frankly. Then it comes down to the implementation. I mean, we have to follow the workflow. We have to follow the marketing approval process if we want to get it right. The other thing is, when people don't approve content or don't review it, there's some issues, right? Because why not? There could be mistakes that slip in. So, I mean, there's a reason, after all, why certain people should be reviewing marketing content. And if there isn't, then the question should be asked, why do they have any say at all? So just something to keep in mind, but the implementation really, really matters. If you don't follow the marketing approval process, it's not going to work. I mean, end of story. So something to keep in mind. As you are working through all these things, especially once they get started, you know, personalities matter. You know, a view of the world, a view of how people have grown up in business matters, quite frankly. But you do want to manage stakeholder input. And you want to be aware how people like to communicate and how it makes sense for people to communicate. I know there's some people, they're pretty good. They just edit content and they say, oh, make a couple edits, boom, done, goodbye. Other people send messages that don't make any sense. So you may need to have a quick meeting with them, for example. Or, you know, you need to find a way for them to share their feedback in a way that actually makes sense to the team. So keep that in mind. Also, I actually read something totally not business related. Carolyn Hacks, the advice columnist, somebody said that their husband always changes his mind over and over and over. So he makes a decision, changes his mind again, and then makes a decision, final decision. And the wife was really frustrated by that. And, you know, so Carolyn says, well, just build in the time for the decision changing. So same thing here. Once you figure out the personality, just build in the time. There's certainly a line somewhere. Because if it takes somebody, you know, 3 months to approve a single blog post, it's going to be very, very hard to drive any results with SEO or anything, because, you know, you should be producing more than one blog post every 3 months. So just something to keep in mind. But of course, you know, if that's actually what it is, you just kind of keep piling on the blog posts, and maybe at some point they all get approved in that 3 months time period, and then plus one week or whatever the cadence is. But my point is that if it takes a certain amount of time for certain people, just try to build that time in. Certainly there's a line to be crossed at some point, but something to keep in mind. Continuous process optimization. At the end of the day, no process is ever perfect and processes evolve. So, you know, just something to keep in mind. Keep a look, keep an eye on what's working, what's not working, where's the bottlenecks? Do we need that bottleneck? Does it make a difference? So always evolve how you do things, always evolve what's being done, how things are being improved, but it needs to make sense. So at the end of the day, just kind of keep that in mind, that you should always keep an eye on everything. In conclusion, I just want to say that a marketing approval process is necessary. It doesn't have to be super long, but you know, we should not be just a one man or a one woman or one person show. As marketing content gets pushed out, marketing is a team sport, and you know, it is important to have a little bit of a check and balance kind of thing going on as well. So that's the process. At a high level, hopefully it's working for you, and hopefully you keep evolving it. And that's it on this bonus episode of the Business Storytelling Show. Christoph Trapp is out.
Thanks for tuning in. Please rate and review the Business Storytelling Show on your favorite podcast platform, and subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. See you then.